It's 2022, the year of the tiger. And what do you know? Tiger is Korea's national symbol of bravery, strength, and nobility. Did you hear me, 2022? Bravery and agility. You better act right. I'm Lena Kwan, and I'll be right back after this song. Wonder. Wonder. County stars. Welcome back to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's the first Monday of a brand new year, January 3rd, 2022. And we just started the show with a bio featuring Benzino track, Counting Stars. Happy 22, everyone. It's impossible to say, but it has already arrived. Whether you guys dressed up over the weekend and stayed up past midnight for that countdown, or spent a rather relaxing night at home ringing in the new year in PJs, which was me, guilty as charged, we hope everyone did indeed have a wonderful time welcoming the new year. More than anything else, though, we hope everyone feels refreshed, maybe even renewed, and of course, strong for the start of a new year. Like we mentioned at the top of the show, Tiger has been a big symbol of bravery and strength in Korean culture. In fact, at one point in history, it was considered the strongest beast that provides protection of the peninsula. So many people used to hang tiger paintings in their homes in hopes that they would drive away evil spirits. And accordingly, there are a lot of tiger paintings from the Joseon Dynasty that are being showcased throughout the country. Something to check out. Strength and bravery that steer away the bad. I think that's what we can all level with. For this exact reason, we feel more optimistic that this year would bring us some good news. So with that in mind, let's listen to a fun song and get pumped up with. Here's Aespa's Savage.
Oh my gosh, don't you know I'm a savage? I'm a killer, 널 깨라. 아직도 가리고 환각을 펼치 너 fella.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're enjoying the ride already, there are many different ways for you to tune into K-Pop Connection regularly, some of which are as follows. KBS World Radio app, Wink 24, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and Shortwave Radio as well. If you do want more details, do check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr. While you're perusing through the website, how about answering our weekly Your Two Cents Y2C questions? The conversation would be incomplete without Your Two Cents. We also have our social media handle that can be found at KBS K-Pop, so leave your comments on those posts as well. Also, if you're listening to us via podcast, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, especially if you love the ride. Here are a few tracks to get us to coffee or tea. Here's Chang Deok-chul, the trio with Fall Asleep, 겨울잠, and Yoon Jong-shin's December, 12월. Would you like coffee or tea? Welcome back to our daily segment where we have a little chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together talking about anything and everything. Really, nothing is off limits. New year, new me, new slangs. That's kind of the sub-team for today's coffee or tea. In the internet world, hundreds of slangs are exchanged on the daily basis, if you ask me. Words and phrases like LOL, I can't even, woke, or slay. I hate saying them out loud. Typing it is a different story. But some of them we love and some of them we kind of despise. But at the end of the day, it's hard to escape them. But apparently, according to a group of college students in the U.S., the phrases, wait, what? And no worries, are now on a list of banished words for 2022. So following tradition, Lake Superior State University in the U.S. has listed 10 words and phrases they deemed misused, overused, and useless for 2022. Wait, what's wrong with no worries? Anyway, I'm going to take their word for it. Wait, what? Top the list with officials stating that the two four-letter words should not go together under any circumstances. Other phrases included new normal, you're on mute, asking for a friend, supply chain, at the end of the day. That being said, circle back and deep dive are all considered useless for 2022. So last year, 7 of the 10 phrases chosen reflected real-world concerns over COVID-19, whereas this year, 3 out of 10 phrases were COVID-related. The majority were definitely more conversation-based, and I've got to say, these are things we say a lot online. The university has published the list since 1976, so there is quite a bit of history there. They cite the need to uphold, protect, and support excellence in language. So if they decide something is not so important anymore, they want to banish it. The university vets have sent in thousands of submissions and published over 1,000 entries, including one submitted by late comedian George Carlin in 1994. Its opening for submissions for 2023 starts Friday. So if you want to give your 2 cents, there you go. And a quick song break. Here are the ladies of TWICE with The Feels and Tiara Tiki Taka. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome to the first What the K-pop of the year. Every Monday, we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And who better to go on a journey with than Karen? Hello, Karen.
Did I sound perky enough for you guys?
No, seriously, right? I mean, I feel like I didn't set the tone there, right? But Karen speaks for both of us.
Yes.
Hi!
Hi, Happy New Year!
I know, right? It's supposed to be a Happy New Year, but it's kind of like hard for us to get there considering the circumstances.
I know. I think everyone around me is like, it's another new year. It's 2022, you know.
Okay,
but
it doesn't help that 2022 is impossible to say, by the way.
Yeah, it is a bit hard to say,
but still,
it's a new year. It's a brand new start, clean slate.
Aww.
Put 2021 behind us, you know, things to look forward to.
Look at Karen, glasses half full of approach. I'm definitely not one of those people. You know, everyone's talking about resolutions. I'm like, no, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, me too. I think that's why I'm in a perkier mood, because I have no resolutions for this year.
Is that what, you know what, maybe that's a good way to start. Like, no expectations.
Yeah.
Let this one ride out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna breeze through it. I'm gonna go at it with with no resolutions. Just carry through. I'm gonna try to survive.
I like that.
Yeah, without getting sick, maybe. Maybe that will be my resolution for this
Karen,
year.
Karen, I love that. No, I think this is so important. Everyone should prioritize health given the pandemic.
Yeah.
But if there is a silver lining and something we learn from it, it is to prioritize our health first.
Yeah, I think that's very important. Yeah.
But I did hear from someone that in order for resolutions to come true in the first place, we're supposed to make them really, really, really specific. As opposed to being like, I want to be healthy. We're supposed to say like, I want to, for example, lose 2 kilograms by the end of the month and things like that.
Okay, then I will make mine very specific.
Ooh.
I will set my resolution to not get a COVID test this year.
But that's like not up to you, is it?
Yeah, it's not up to me. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
You know what? I can level with that.
Yeah.
Right? Keeping our safe social distance, face masks, booster shots. You get the gist of it.
Keeping, you know, personal hygiene, washing your hands.
Yeah. We can do it.
We can do it.
All right, guys. That's not a really smooth segue. But
yeah. No, I think that, you know, leads us perfectly into what we're going to talk about today.
All right. So it turns out our phrase of the day to set the tone for the first what the K-pop of the year. It's very applicable to this time of the year. Mm-hmm. If you have a promise you've made with yourself and your colleagues and friends in the form of resolutions, yeah, this might apply to you.
That's right, because we are going to go over our expression with the song 할 수 있어. So it's actually, the English title is Cheer Up. It's by Shinyeoni와 김루투, or Sean Root. So for our dialogue, we're going to play mother and daughter. I'll be the mother.
Okay, so I'll be the daughter.
All right, so here we go. 리나야, where are you? Come to the kitchen.
Mom, you need me for something?
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. Come here, come here. I have a favor to ask. 할 수 있어?
Well, what is it?
Oh, nothing big, nothing big. It'll only take an hour or two. 할 수 있어?
All right. I have a few hours until work. 할 수 있어, I guess. But what is it?
Oh, you know, I forgot I told Mrs. Lee I'd bring her some kimchi by tonight, so I need your help.
Wait, you want me to make kimchi right now? 할 수 있어? That's definitely going to take more than 2 hours. You know that, right?
No. 할 수 있어.
You know, I already told you. I have to get some rest before work. It's a busy day for me.
리나야, 할 수 있어. If you love your mother, you can do both. You're just being lazy.
Mom, don't guilt trip me.
Okay, sorry. But I really do need your help. Mrs. Lee's feeling unwell. 할 수 있어?
Fine. 할 수 있어.
Okay, you and me together. Kimchi in 2 hours. 할 수 있어.
할 수 있어. 우리 꿈이 있지만 찾기가 힘든 걸로 내가 누군지도 어떻게 해야 할지도 우린 꿈이 있었죠 하지만 이미 멀리 왔죠 그래도 힘을 내면 우리도 할 수 있어 할 수 있어. So let's go over the lyrics line by line. Lena, can you start us off? All right. 우린 꿈이 있지만 잡기가 힘든 걸요.
Our dream is hard to grasp.
내가 누군지도 어떻게 해야 할지도.
I don't know who I am or what to do.
우린 꿈이 있었죠. 하지만 이미 멀리 왔죠.
We had a dream, but we've come far.
그래도 힘을 내면 우리도 할 수 있어.
But if we try, we can do it too.
You know, we were talking about making kimchi in 2 hours. We jumped into the deep end of the pool talking about dreams. Mm-hmm. It's quite a contrast there.
Yeah. And didn't I really sound like a mom? Lina-ya!
You know what? It did overlap a great deal. I was like, it did practice, right?
Yeah. So this expression can be used literally, like, yes, I can do something, something, or yes, I can do so and so. So for example, I could say to Lena, can you carry a 12-pack bottle of water? 할 수 있어? And you can respond by saying, yes. 할 수 있어. I can do it.
So by putting just a question mark in the same expression, it can become a question like, can you do it? 할 수 있어. Or, you know, an answer. 할 수 있어. Yes, I can.
That's right. And, you know, and because it's the new year, it can also be used as an uplifting, sort of encouraging expression. If you're kind of tired of using 화이팅, can be another expression you can use instead of that. So you can say, you can do it. We can do it. I can do it. 할 수 있어.
I feel like I got a great deal of this from all of my coaches throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
Pilates teacher, you gym instructor. It's like, no, I really can't. Like, you, 할 수 있어. It's like a chant almost. But you're right. I think you can totally use it first thing this year to remind your friends and colleagues that if they set an ambitious resolution for themselves, you can do it, man.
Yeah, we believe in you. 할 수 있어.
I believe in you, Karen. No PCR tests for you.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Right, and also, you know, like we said in our skit, you know, when 할 수 있어 is used in a question form, it becomes, can you do it or can we do it? So it can be used as a question as well as an answer.
You know, it's funny because personal pronouns don't really apply in Korean. Yeah. You can just, it can become, can you do it? Can they do it?
It's really easy.
Right.
You can stick it to anyone, anywhere.
When you put it like that, Korean is so easily approachable, isn't it?
Right. And I think another way you can use this, so you can just memorize this form, 할 수 있어, but you can also, if you're asking someone if they can do it, you can say, 할 수 있겠어.
I like that. Yeah. Or if you want to be really formal, 할 수 있어요?
Yep. Right? Just add that 요 at the end and ask, 할 수 있어요?
Or if you're responding to your mom politely, 할 수 있어요.
네, 할 수 있어요.
네. Yeah. Do you ever get that from your kids? 네, 할 수 있어요.
Yeah, they try.
They try. Isn't that cute? I love it when they're like, 할 수 있어요.
네.
They do respond really promptly, don't they?
Yeah, they try, like I said.
All right, so we took a look at the multiple usages of 할 수 있어. Can you do it? I can do it. Yes, you can. All of the above. So try using it in your day-to-day. Why not?
Yeah, talk about your resolutions, and then you can add, you can stick this at the end and say, 할 수 있어. You can do it.
You know, I was really tired of using 화이팅, so how about that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. Does that bring us to the end?
Yeah, it does.
What? That was all too fast.
Yep.
But I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lena.
Bye, Karen. Sending Karen away, we're going to listen to that track by Shin Daniel and Kim Ruth. Here's Scene Rude with Cheer Up. 할 수 있어. 우리 꿈이 있지만 찾기가 힘든 걸로 내가 누군지도 어떻게 해야 할지. When you have all the influence in the world, what would you use that influence for? All too frequently, we hear about Korean pop stars doing their random act of kindness, and it is inspiring first thing this year to talk about BTS J-Hope's latest good deed. That is, it's not his first, and it's probably not going to be his last, but this clearly got our attention. J-Hope donated apparently 100 million won, that's around $84,000 last Friday, so before the brand new year, and he intends this donation to be used for children suffering economic hardships amid this pandemic. J-Hope expressed his hope, pun intended, that the donation will be used to help children in need have a warmer winter. It's been frigid, so this help is certainly going to help pay the heating bills of childcare facilities and especially low-income families with children, as well as support children with illness. Now, since 2018, J-Hope has contributed around 800 million won, that's roughly $670,000, through charity. You know what this does, right? It's not really about the amount. It sets the tone for us to maybe do our parts too, do a little bit of good deed that'll go a far way. And an update from the TV series Squid Game. We knew that the second season was in the talks because the way they left things, right? A lot of loose ends that they have to tie up. But apparently Squid Game creator Hwang Dong-hyuk is simultaneously talking about season 3. During a recent online interview with KBS exclusively, the record-breaking series Squid Game creator Hwang Dong-hyuk revealed for the very first time that the show is likely to return, not only with season 2, but also with season 3. The scale is massive, so I can see why they would want to get a head start, but I do wonder, how will they divide up the story? Don't leave it on a cliffhanger. Emily in Paris is getting a lot of flack for that. But it appears that they'll reach a final conclusion very soon, so stay tuned for more, folks. A short song break with a track by who else but the boys of BTS with Friend, 친구, and 전소미's Anymore. 1, 2, 3 유난히 또 반짝였던 서울 처음 보는 또 다른 세상 I'm so glad Chun Somi found her color. It's black with a black label. If you're enjoying KPC today, be sure to check out our official website, world.kbs.co.kr, for more information on how to tune in. You can access us through KBS Kong app, shortwave radio, and the list really does go on. And while you're perusing through our website, be sure to check out our weekly Y2C questions and give us your 2 cents on a fun conversation starter. A song break with Atabichi and Oban Tracks. 너 없는 시간들 by 다비치 to start things off, Days Without You, and that leads us into 오반's Walk 산책. And And that does it for us today. Here's a hip track by Mino, Heartbreak, taking us out. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Hanim Kim. I'm Lena Kwan. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Oh, babe, 조각 사.